Well, it's Magic 105.4, Magic at the Movies. Daryl Hannah is with me at the moment. This is incredible. Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, it's such a pleasure to have you in London, because you don't get here very often, do you?
Well, sometimes I get here about once a year. I mean, it seems that way anyway. Last year I was filming the movie that I'm here for now, and seems like every once in a while there's a reason for me to come here. I love it when I do.
What's your favourite bit about London?
I like the Welsh rarebit. I like the just the atmosphere, everything. Walking around, the other day I walked from the Heath all the way back to Soho, and I just love the little, you know, neighborhoods and crazy little streets and alleyways and things, and it's just fun being here. The museums are fantastic, and I like cream tea.
I love that you said you love Welsh rarebit.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've prompted you at all. I am Welsh.
Oh, really?
Well, yes. Have you been to Wales?
No, I've never been
you
to
must.
Wales.
You must. I'd love you to. Must. Go down to Dylan Thomas country, because it's fantastic down there, down the Mumbles, where Catherine Zeta-Jones is from.
Yeah.
Well, look, see, my accent comes out now. I start talking about the homeland, you know?
No, I would love that.
Well, listen, you're here to promote the new film, A Closed Book, which you said you were filming here last year, with some great British cast in that, actually. Tom Conti is your leading man. Yeah. Tell me a bit about him.
Well, he's incredibly charming, as you know. I mean, millions of women had a crush on him for so long, and in this film he actually plays a pretty nasty piece of work. He's a horrible art critic who was just, you know, very well respected, but just sort of loathed everybody and everything, but he's such an amazing, charming actor that even in this vile character he makes you somehow care for him, you know, and want to save him and be moved by him. But it's a psychological thriller in the vein of the old film noir, you know, like Whatever Happened to Baby Jane or Sunset Boulevard or something. And it's these two characters. Like I said, he's an art critic, and I play his amanuensis, who's come to sort of help him write his book. Things begin to go awry, and you can't quite figure out why, and it takes a while to kind of figure out who's the one to worry about and who's the one to think is the bad guy. You know, it's just everything is... It gets all skewed and strange for a while until you sort it out.
There's an element of Simon Cowell about him, actually, because one of his lines in it is that, "I'm not rude, I'm just frank."
Yeah, exactly.
And it's very much that, isn't it? You know, and he's just, I mean, I'm not sure I would have liked to have worked for him.
Yeah, he's pretty brutal, but, you know, but there's obviously something else at play there and why she takes the job.
I've got to ask you as well, because he's blind in this.
Mm-hmm. Not only is he blind, he's actually missing his eyes.
Yeah, which is in itself quite creepy. Mm. But the day that he turned up on set where the eyes are filled in, was that for real? You know, the look of shock on your face when you sort of see that, because it got me.
They did that digitally. Magic of movies, you know.
I am so gutted right now. I thought they'd done something. I thought they'd put prosthetics or something over his... Oh, I'm so let down.
Sorry. Well, you know, you shouldn't ask those questions then if you don't want to know.
I can't believe that. Well, I tell you what then, they've done a really good job of that, because it looks like they've done something to him with with the eyes. And
you know, I had a horse that she lost an eye, and she had just a socket for a long time. They actually made a glass eye for her, but it was irritating to her, and so I just never put it in. And after the first try, and it actually got to be quite beautiful and sculptural to me to see her with. She functioned fine without it, you know, but it was kind of interesting and kind of macabre at first, but then after a while it looked quite beautiful.
So is this Daryl Hannah away from work? Are you a horsey girl then?
I have a lot of animals. I have a big rescue farm. I have 5 horses, alpacas, chickens, a pig, a bunch of dogs, cats. You know, I mean, it's like I have a full-on rescue animal sanctuary at my house.
Wow.
Yeah.
And do people then come and take them off you, or do you end up just keeping them all?
I usually keep the ones that are so damaged that no one else will take them, you know, so the more abused cases or whatever.
This is a really silly question because it'd be like choosing one of your own children, but do you have a favorite?
No, I love them all.
You've, I mean, without sounding like, you know, you're ancient, you've been around for a while with a lot of films
and
stuff.
I've been working since I was 11, so yeah, I have been around.
Are there any sort of particular films that stand out to you that you think back really fondly on?
Oh, yes, son. Well, no. yeah, of course, you know, I mean, there are some of the more, I guess, ones that people would think of, like Blade Runner and Splash and Roxanne and stuff, but then there's also some more obscure ones that I really loved making that not very many people got to see because they didn't have as big a distribution and stuff, but I did a film with Dennis Hopper called Last Days of Frankie the Fly, which I really loved working on, and it was a great character and a beautiful platonic love story. And then I did a film called Dancing at the Blue Iguana, which was a really great experience with a British director named Michael Radford, where the entire film was improvised. And
how does that work?
Well, he came up with a set and a title, and then we rehearsed for several months and came up with some kind of sense of characters and a few storylines, but then everything was improvised on the set, you know, all the dialogue and everything was sort of, you know, spontaneous.
It's almost unheard of to think that people would do that now.
Well, yeah, it was an experimental film, and that's why it didn't get as wide a release, because it, you know, obviously didn't have a huge budget. It was, I mean, he made some beautiful films. He made Il Postino, for example, and I believe won an Academy Award for it, but at any rate, this was, you know, him just sort of stretching his creative limits, and it worked as well for me because it was a great experience, you know, to be able to come up with a character, and I had to make all my own costumes. I had to learn, you know, my dance form because I was a dancer in it. I had to, you know, come up with my own scenes and everything.
You know? Do you know what? This actually sounds like a big scam. It was. Yes, I'd just like you to do your own costumes and write your own scripts and just do it all yourself, and I'll take the credit for it.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
We should do that, you know.
I like that.
Okay. For me, you're always going to be a mermaid.
Oh,
That film, I just absolutely loved that, and you know, it brought so many happy memories to me whilst I was a young kid.
You're a baby.
Well, not that young, but another film, obviously coming a bit further up to date, would be the Kill Bill ones,
right,
which Quentin Tarantino obviously directing. He's up for an Oscar again. Do you think he'll win it, first of all?
I can't tell you because I'm in the Academy, so I can't reveal my preferences.
I thought I might get it out of her, but no, she wasn't having any of it. But he must be somebody who's great to work for.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. I mean, it's like going to film school on steroids or something, you know, because he knows every single thing about every single film ever made. And
he's an anorak, basically.
Mm-hmm, and he loves it so much, too, so he makes it completely contagious for everyone, And it's just so much fun because he, of course, surrounds himself with the best of the best in terms of his crew and everything. And it was just an, you know, heavenly experience as an actor. You know, I've had a few of those, but that was definitely one of them.
And there's rumors of a third part. Is that happening?
It's not just rumors. I mean, he always intended it to be a trilogy. So he just, he hadn't decided originally if it was going to be Japanese anime or live action, but he always intended it to be a trilogy, and I think he was just waiting. He wanted to wait 10 years because he wanted The Bride's Child and Vivica's daughter to have grown up a bit.
So will you be in it?
I can't tell you anything.
Oh! Okay, well, we'll just have to wait another few years then. Also on Magic, one of our favourite artists, Robbie Williams, who you obviously worked with on the Feel video. And again, you were with horses on that as well, weren't you? It was on a ranch.
That was his first time horseback riding, actually. He had to take a few lessons, but yeah.
What's he like to work with?
It was actually in in the Canadian Rockies, and oh my gosh, it's so gorgeous up there. I had never been up there before, and it was just exquisite. It was like one of the most beautiful, majestic places I've ever been.
And I've watched the video so many times. I've got to ask you, was that your first experience of bingo?
No, I used to play bingo obsessively. Me and my best friend loved going to these bingo halls where there's just these little old ladies smoking cigarettes and stamping away, you know. And because, you know, it's really fun and funny environment. And you always win. I mean, somebody always wins. And usually, you know, at one point or another during the night, you're going to win. So it's hilarious.
Even if it's just a cuddly toy.
Yeah, even if it's just, a couple of pennies or whatever. It's so much fun.
But was he the sort of the cheeky chappy at the time that you were filming that? Was he being all sort of funny, or was he quite serious?
Very funny. He's hilarious. Yeah.
And just got engaged as well.
Oh, nice. That's great.
I take it you don't keep up to date with him then? You don't...
You know, I don't have a TV. I live in the middle of a forest in the wilderness, and so I'm a little bit culturally, set back because I'm out of touch, I guess, and with pop culture because of that. But that's
how can you do what you do and not have a TV?
I have a projector. I can watch movies. I just don't have a TV.
Okay.
TV, I don't know. It upsets my nervous system. You know, I see it once in a while when I'm on location in a hotel or whatever. But I'd rather not have one at home, or I just become an idiot.
You prefer that world of escapism.
Yeah, I love the escapism of films, but I really don't need to know about, everybody's gossipy situations, whether it's politicians or athletes or, celebrities or actors or musicians, all that stuff. I don't keep up, and I don't get any of those magazines. There's only a few magazines that I like to read, and now I can find those online as well, so...
So the internet's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Can be, yeah, it can be.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
thank you
so much. And the best luck with a closed book as well.
I
got the feel from watching it that it was like a play.
I know. Well, that's because it's just a few characters, and it's set in this one castle for the most part. But it would make a great play. It was a book. But it would make a fantastic play. I think it would be a brilliant idea to do it as a play.
I take it nobody's sort of mentioned it then about it possibly becoming one.
Well, it maybe, because the producer of the film was actually the guy who produced the play that I did here at the Queen's Theatre on the West End. So maybe he'll do it as a play.
So if he does, would you come back and be in it?
I don't know. That might be a little weird to come and do a play of the movie that I was in. I mean, it was a great part, but I don't know how that would be.
At least you know the lines.
That's true. I'd have to think about that one.
But would you ever come back to the West End?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I loved it, don't get me wrong. I had a great, great time. It was magical theater. Loved everything about it, except for a few little scared moments beforehand, but other than that, it was fantastic. But I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. I don't have plans to. I tend to be focusing a lot more on sort of ethical and sustainable lifestyle choice stuff and the different kinds of options we have in terms of that, and really focusing my energy and in those areas now, rather than on sort of a acting career.
So you can't take too long away from all the animals.
No, and that's true too. I've got to keep up with the critters, I definitely like to get out there and try to spread the word that we have other options available to us than decimating, this planet and all the creatures that live on it,
I do, and it's a very worthy cause to be supporting as well.
It's not a cause, it's just sanity.
It's true. Oh, Daryl, thank you.
Thank you.